Dennis, Super League future assured for 2016. Got to be delighted with that and the ruthless nature of your performance tonight.
Yeah, it was good. I say, well, mathematically, I still possibly get caught, but the goal points difference is so far ahead that, yeah, we look like we're going to retain our Super League status. So it was a great performance. And we came here, we knew as well that Wakefield had got Halifax and Sheffield in the last two games. This was a huge game for them. If they could have got something out of tonight, they probably feel really strong that they're going to retain their Super League status as well. And like I said, they've still got two really big games. They could end up on 8 points, which gives them an opportunity to finish in the top half of the table.
Were you surprised with what they didn't really throw at you tonight?
No, they were tough to break down. I know the scoreline looks that we had to work really hard. We had plenty of purpose about what we were doing. We knew where we could break them down. We knew we had to be tenacious in our approach. And they're a good side. They're a tough side to break down. And they've got threats all over the field, and Smith and RTT can get the ball away, and God knows Dennis that dummy half. So we know they're a threatening side, but we came with a real good focus. Defensively, we were outstanding, and we were ruthless with the ball as well. In one sense, like you say, we scored 46 points, and I'm still a little bit disappointed because I think we bombed about 16 points.
Yeah, one or two went astray, but not for Reece Hanbury. Bagged four tonight clinical.
Well, not for Reece Hanbury, you could say that, but I think Reece, when we look for the pre-tape, I think Reece probably thinks he could have got another couple of tries as well. So it's when the clock starts rolling, it's harder. For 15, 20 minutes, it was a very tough game, physical. We just came out the other side in a better position, and that's what we've been doing most of the year. We're a very fit, we're a very physical side. We've got a great skill base and we've got threats all over the field. We've started to believe in what we do a little bit more, and we're starting to be a bit more patient when we had the ball. But that patience is leading to clumps of tries and clumps of scores.
And as a Pac-Man, self-respecting Pac-Man yourself, and you can't win these games without a big performance up front, and it was a big performance from those guys tonight.
Oh, well, like I said, when Gil Dodson and Alex Gerrard are rolling people, then you bring on Aaron Jeremiah, you bring on Manassie Manafakoa, Chris Clarkson. Like I said, and I thought tonight as well, Matt Whitley, who came along, like an 18-year-old kid, comes on, he's got loads of energy. So we know that we can turn the tempo up, and I think that's what, when Aaron Jeremiah comes on the field, Lloyd's done a great job to start with. We've absorbed a lot of the pressure part of the game, the first 20 minutes, and then Aaron just takes the pace up again, and it creates that doubt and that threat around the ruck. So our packs laid a really good foundation, but both our halves, and like I said, Reece scores four tries. Charlie Runciman's hard to put down, he can beat a man quite easily. So it's been a pleasing aspect of our game tonight, the way we've been able to score points.
And you've not even mentioned Kevin Brown, who had his usual super effective game, but you brought him off a while before the end tonight. Any reason in particular for that?
He's been tight. He's been tight most of the week. And he just started to tighten up to the start of the second. It's like when you bring him off at half time, he settles down, his core temperature drops a little bit as he comes back out to get him back warm again. And he just, like I say, we'd scored two tries. We knew we were in a pretty comfortable position. And Kev, he could have played on. It would have been a tough game, or it would have been a close game, he'd have played on, and he'd have done the things he needed to do to lead this team. But it was in his own self preservation that we decided to bring him off the field, wrap him in there, cut him a little bit, get him ready for next week. And his try assists, his kick in there. Like I say, it's easy to forget how influential he was in this team and how influential he makes himself with the way he assists people to score points.
Yeah, two games to go. You're saying mathematically you're not assured of Super League football, so I guess you're not going to take your foot off the gas. Salford and Leeds play both at home.
Yeah, it's our home games as well. We've got two games left at home. We won a season. We want to finish the season in a strong position. We don't want to just peter out and just survive. We want to make more of the season than that. We knew we were really close to making the eight. We want to finish the season strong.